starting from the Mishnah. Lo yetze ha'ish b'sandal ha'mesumah. There was a certain type of sandal that had nails stuck into it that Gos Maimonides brings down from the Balei Tosfos in that we're not acquainted with this type of sandal. It's difficult to picture exactly how it looked. The Meiri, when he speaks about a sandal ha'mesumah, the Meiri says, Asuyin ke'ein shalonu. It is similar to the sandal and we wear, agulim keneged ha'ekev, the heel is roundish, umechudodim keneged etzboi soregel, and towards the front of the foot, it comes to a point. Elo, shaloi hoyo ha'oir sheharegel mischachesboi im ha'eitz keneged ha'etzboi, our sandalim, the oil is towards the fingers, and one slips into the sandal. Elo be'emtza ha-sandal. The oil is mamish in the middle of the sandal. Bohoyo ha-oir shom chaticha rechova. There was a large piece of leather. Sheroiv ha-regel mis'achesboi. Most of the foot was covered by this oil. V'hoya ha'oir nichrach litzad kakois ha'sandal. It was, I think, bent over on the bottom of the sandal. Mikol tzad. V'amismorim tchuvim, and then they banged nails in lahode ka'oir im kakois ha'sandal. They banged the nails to attach this oil to the kakois ha'sandal. So sandal amesumah lo yetze ish besandal amesumah. So Rashi says shel eitzu v'toichven mismorais l'chazei katachtein im ha'elyen. They bang the nails l'chazei katachtein im ha'elyen, seems to attach the eitz to the oil. U'bigmore meforish maitai megozru boy. Why did Chazal ask her to wear a sandal amesumah? V'loi b'yochid, a second halacha. So Rashi says, v'loi b'yochid, v'loi b'sandal yochid. One should not go out with one sandal. But this iser applies only if both of his feet are healthy. But if one of his feet has a makeh, so then this iser does not apply. So b'yochid b'zman she'ein b'ragloi makeh. Bizman she'ein beragloi makeh, that he has no makis on any of his feet, so then he's not permitted to go out with one sandal. Now Rashi brings down a machlokes the Yerushalmi and Rabbeisov what the iser, what the reason of this iser is. B'shas Yerushalmi meforish the loy lech shedei the toin loy lechavrei tusi knofei. It's very modern, a person is wearing one sandal. Where's the other one? Where's the pair? So people might be choshet in maybe the strap tore, so he can't wear it. Adleidach gisit zashod to leave it there, so he's stuck with one sandal. So it's olol that they'll be choshet him. That mistami is carrying the sandal, tachas knofei. He's carrying it with him. Because this is not a normal situation to walk around with one sandal. It leads to chshat. V'loshen raboisai, dulme mechaychi olei. They might ridicule him. V'shokil, v'sholif lei, mamte lei, biyodei, v'shikcha Shabbos. So the ridicule might be me'ire him. Why should he make himself look like a fool? So I'll take it off. And he'll carry it. V'shikcha Shabbos. And he'll forget that it's Shabbos. Seems when a person is in a good mood, he doesn't forget so easy that it's Shabbos. But when he was making fun of him already, he forgets it's a Olam Choshuch Badoi. He can forget about that it's Shabbos also. It became Tisha B'Av. So Memele, so he might forget that it's Shabbos. and he'll carry the sandal. Umiyu bizman sheyesh beragloi make shori. Then these two reasons fall off. Bigmore boy bahai minayu yoivloi. On which foot does he wear the sandal? Does he wear the sandal on the foot that has the make or on the foot that doesn't have the make? Veloi betfilin. One is not permitted to wear tefillin on Shabbos, to go out with tefillin. Kedemavorish taima bigmore. Veloi bekameya bizman she'enoi min hamumche. A person is not allowed to wear a kameya if the one who made this kameya is not a mumche. Zot Rashi. Veloi bekameya she'koisvin. They write it, v'toyanin, and it is worn, l'refu'et. Bizman she'enoi min ha'mumche. Abol b'kameya mumche, shori. If it's a kameya that was written from a mumche, shori. T'tachshitu l'choyle, ke'echod mimalbusho. This is a tachshit, and it's equivalent to one of the malbushim. And let's just finish the Mishnah, we'll come back to this Rashi. V'loi b'shiryayin, v'loi b'kazdo, v'loi b'magofayin. Shiryayin is armor, kazdo is a helmet, magofayin was a type of armor that was worn on the knees. V'im yotzo, in all these cases, ein eichayiv chatas. Zogt Rashi, Shiryan kazda megafayim meforish begmora. Ein echayev chatos, de kulu min malbushin inu. Rashi seems to explain the last halacha, because they're all malbushim b'choyl emulchome. So since it has a shame malbush b'choyl, so b'shabes, it also does not lose this shame malbush. So therefore, ein echayev chatos. Now let us go back to kameya. Rashi says a kameya mumche. Rashi is medayik dafka kameya she'ena min hamumche. Well, kameya mumche shori. The tachshitu l'choyle ke'echod mimalbushav. So why stays from Rashi? But a kameya she'ena min hamumche is not a tachshit. That's the even Rashi. A mumche is a tachshit. A kameya she'ena min hamumche. It's not a tachshit. So, it should be a masui. So the Sfas Emes asks, the Mishnah says, Vim yotza einei chayiv chatas. The Mishnah is speaking about a kemeya she'enei min ha-mumche. So it's not a tachshit. So if it's not a tachshit, it should be a masui. And he brings the Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom seems to hold like that. That if it's a kebeye sheine mumche, it's taka masui. So what do you do with the Mishnah? Vim yotza einei chai, and the Magna Avraham explains why is it a masui? Because if it's einei min ha-mumche, maybe it's not merape. If it's not merape, it's tam ze gornish mit gornish. So it's a masui. So why aren't you, so the Sfas Emes says, so what's pshat in the Mishnah, v'im yotzei einei chayiv chatos, because he's the chayiv ha-oshem toli. That's pshat, because it's a sofik. I don't know if it's a merape, if it's not merape. So memele, so a chatos is not mechui, maybe it's merape, then it's a tachshit. Maybe it's not merape, so it's a masui. I don't know, one can't know. So memele is einei chayiv chatos. But he says that's a very modern pshat, L'chayre, the einei chayiv chatos by all the others means it's potter avoloso. And he'll mean einei chayiv chatos, he's not chayiv chatos. But they will type as oiski kumen according to the Mogen Avraham. And the Mogen Avraham seems to learn, he brings down this Rashi. The Sfas Emes is ma'ire, he doesn't understand the chlal, the svore. That means if a person is wearing a kameya, so why, it's einei min ha-mumche, but he's wearing it for the purpose that it is merape, or there's a possibility, there's a that it will be merape. So why doesn't it have a shame tachshit, even though it's not 100%. I mean, I'm umche. But a tachshit has to be eisgehalten, it has to pass through a test in order to have a shame tachshit. This person wants to, is wearing this, because there's a possibility it might be merape. Lulei divrei Rashi, he says, the Loshna Rambam, the Rambam says, im yotzo bekameyo she'eine mumche, pota, b'mnei she'itzio derech malbush. The Rambam says, a kameyo she'eine mumche is pota, because it's derech malbush. That's why you put it, derech malbush. Vafal pikein vaistois, it's also. So why is it also? So the Svasemis wants to learn Pshat and Rambam, but it's not a real Malbush, it's Derech Malbush. The Rabbonon asked it. That means since it's not a real Malbush, so even though Minatayr it is Mutter because it's Derech Malbush, Chazal asked it, and Chazal wa Mater Akemeya Mumche. That's how he wants to be Medayek from the Loshon HaRambam. That means that the Reise, the Keheter, is by both the same. It's Derech Malbush. The Rabbonim, the Rabbonim made an Isser by a Kemei Sheinim Mumche. They answered it. And they were Mater, since only Derech Malbush, it's not a real Malbush. They were Mater, a Kemei Mumche, since it's a Tzorich, they were Mater. The Meiri says Pshat in the Mishnah as follows. Einei mumche, a kemeyesh einei mumche, the Miri says, gar interessante sach. Einei seimech olof, he doesn't rely on it. Veshema yishloif, v'yavi, he might take it off, he doesn't rely on it. Ube mumche, harei loy tachshit, ge echad me malbusha, mipnei shel liboy samoch olof. The Meiri, it would seem that there's a different shaila involved. A kemeye mumche libay samach Allah, he won't take it off. He needs it. It's helping him. A kemeye she'enei mumche einei samach Allah, he doesn't rely on it. V'shemo yishloi v'yavi, he might go and take it off and carry it. The Meiri is unclear why he'll take it off. Could be he'll take it off because maybe people will think they'll make fun of him, they'll ridicule him. I mean, what's Rockster Dalton? So if there's a yichis on this kameya, the plainy, your plainy, who's a mumche, no. But if it's Tamazai, a fly by night that wrote this kameya, so he'll make a fool out of himself. I mean, ain't he saying, so Mamela, he might take it off. In order to avoid embarrassment. It's very interesting. Someone was Ma'irer, the Meiri says the same Loshen like Rashi, which is a Kefala Loshen. Harei loy tachshet uche echad mi malbushov. What's the Kefal HaLoshen? So could be the Meiri is telling the Meiri, could be Rashi also is like the Meiri. Tachshet is the Yisoyin Taheter. There is no Isser Pitzo, because that's a Tachshit. But a Tachshit is a Gzeire of Shema Yishleif. A Tachshit is only Mutam in a Torah, but Chazal Asa Tachshitim, because there's a Gzeire Shema Yishleif. See, there's also a Gzeire Shema Yishleif. But if it's a Kameya Mumche, Hareyu Ke'echad Mimabushov, Yisoyimacholov, he relies on it, he will take it off. Could be that is Pshat in the Kefal HaLoshen. Harei ki Tachshit is the Dereise de Keheter. And the Rabbonon were not Goyzer. Shemo Yishloif, well, since it's a Kameya Bumche, and he's Soyme Cholof, Harei ki Echad mi Malbusho. One has to know how the Meiri learned Pshat. We had learned before in Dachman Gimel Amit Beis, by a Beheime, there's also an Isser, to wear a kameya she'enei mumche. The Mo says, even though it's mumche lodom, it's not mumche lebeheme. So there's an Israel for a beheme to go out with a kameya she'enei mumche. So if we learn, like, it's taka masui or a suffik masui, so it's gewaldik, so it's awesome. If we learn, it's awesome with the Rabbonon asked it, no, if she's eichet good, if she's the Rabbonon, it's the Rabbonon asked, Ar der Bonn Asel de Levisha of Kemeye Shaine Mumche. Das ist ein Isser Schwuss der Heizo bei Kemeye Shaine Mumche. We learn like the Meiri, it's very interesting, the Meiri in Daphne Gimel Amit Beis does not explain why it is also, then it's a bissel modna, why should he take it off? Here we wanted to say, could be he'll take it off to, he'll be ashamed, that Shema Yishla B'yovi, but by the behemim, hechitais, he should take it off. Unless there's different reasons, he'll take it off. He's uncomfortable, he'll take it off. The behemim is uncomfortable. So it's a kemei mumche. It's not kedai to take it off. It's a kemei sheine mumche. There could be the matzovim that it's kedai to take it off. Zog the Gemara. Sandal amesuma my time. Why did they answer sandal amesuma? What's wrong with this sandal? Omar Shmuel, shalfei agzeira hoyu. There were people who wanted to avoid the gzeira shmat. And the Piskei Arid explains there was a gzeira that they weren't allowed to do mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs were shmirah Shabbos. If you were seen and they realized you were a Shema Shabbos, so the Einish was a Chi of Misa. So they all disappeared. They went away for the weekend. So they went and they used to hide in a Ma'ore, the whole Shabbos, to ensure that they'll be able to be Shemri Shabbos. V'hoyu nechboim b'ma'ore. They went, there was a whole tzibur that went to hide in a Ma'ore in a cave. V'omru, but the fear was tremendous that they shouldn't be found. V'omru hanichnas yichnas, a person who wants to enter the cave, he can enter, because when a person is entering the cave, he has full visibility what's around him, so he could see if someone is watching him. V'hayoytze al yeytze, but once you are in the cave, you cannot go out, because he could be detected before he'll be able to notice that someone is watching the entrance. So Memela, but since this is only for Shabbos, so whoever went in stayed there the whole Shabbos. Nepach sandaloi shel echad mehem. One of the people that was wearing the sandal amesuma, and as we had mentioned before, the ritzue is in the middle of the sandal, so therefore, theoretically, one can put it on backwards also. So nepach sandaloi shel echad mehem. Kisvurim heim echad mehem yotza. So when they saw the imprint in the cave, they were under the impression that someone went out. V'ra'uhu oivim. V'achshav boim alayim. Izdochku ze bo ze. V'holgu ze ze yoyse mimasha holgu behem oivim. So the Rashi, Shalfei Gzeira Hoyu, Bnei Odom HaNishmotim Min HaGzeira Hoyu. HaNichnas Yikone, Saroitza Likone Shichna, ShaNichnas Yiretchila Shein Odom Roye. VaHayoyitze Al Yeitze, Shemo Yesh Oivim Ibachutz, Vuhu LaYeda, VeYiruhu, VeYovinu Sha'onu Kan. They'll realize there's a whole Chabure in this Ma'ora. Nepach sandaloi, sheyesh loy shtei piyos. You could put the foot, you could put it on in either direction. V'yochel enoylem ibeis dodim. Avol niker, mihu lifnim, umihu la'ochoy, mihu la'ocher. Doch shenoyeloi ze hofoch, nira hanichnas ki ilu hu yaitzei, v'niker mekoymei bekalke. Yeah, so Memela, they were able to observe this from the footstep. Rami by Yecheskel Amar. I skip Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Loi, ben Elozer Omar. Rashi? No, that's on the next one, it seems. Rabbi Loi ben Elozer Omar, b'mora hayu yoshvim. Seems this is a different maise. The first maise hayu nechboim b'mora. That the each one hid himself in the ma'ore. The fear was so great. And Rabbi Loi ben Elozer Omar b'mora hayu yoshvim. They were sitting in the ma'ore. V'shamu koil me'al gabi ha'ma'ore. They heard a koil over the me'ore. Kisvurim hoyu shabo alayim oivim. Doch go ze bo ze, v'hol go ze ze, yaisi ma shahol go behem oivim. So before we see Rashi, let us see Taisvus. V'shamu koil me'al gabi ha'ma'ore, koil shel sandal ha'mesuma. I says, there was a tremendous umglik, but how does sandal and mesuma come in according to this pshat? According to the first pshat, the whole tzore came about through a sandal and mesuma, because they were under the impression that someone left the ma'ore. But according to the second pshat, they heard someone walking on top of the ma'ore. So how does a sandal and mesuma come in? So they're able to hear from the walking koil shel sandal ha'mesuma. It seems the goyim were wearing a sandal ha'mesuma. But that brought about the takola. Rashi says, V'hol guzeh zeh, b'tchei kosam shahoyu sandalim mesumorim kein oisam shahoysam l'raglei asusim rosheyim ovin. So it seems that machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi wants to say that according to the second shot, the sandal ha'mesuma was the sibbe of the harige of the trike, b'tchei kosam she sandalim mesumorim. Somehow that was mesaviv the hariges. Rami by Yecheskel amar be'beis haknesses hayu yoishvin b'sham b'kol me'achayre be'beis haknesses k'svurim hayu sheboim lehem oivim. Doch go ze be ze, ve hol go ze, ze yeisi mema shahol go behem oivim. Oisei she omru, a yeitze odom be sandal ha-mesuma. A yeitze zog trashi, ha ish be Shabbos, ken mefosh le kamei, de be Shabbos ho yamaise, u me'ein ha-mu ura osu. So since a sandal ha-mesuma was a sibbe for a great tragedy, so they answered to wear a sandal ha-mesuma. Yehochi frek de gemore b'choil nami litza. So you should ask a b'choil. L'chere de gemore da havmin had learned that since this was a psasibbe for a tragedy, we will not al-kaponim something similar to this should never occur again. So, and then Maikar again, so they asked the Levisha of a sandal ha-mesuma. So what's the difference between Shabbos and Chol? So the Gemara answers, Maise ki have b'Shabbos have. B'Shabbos ho yo Maise, that's what Rashi is the main, ha-me'ura osu. They only asked, since the tragedy occurred in Shabbos through a sandal ha-mesuma, so they asked also a levishes sandal ha-mesuma in Shabbos. Zuk the Gemara, if that is the case, b'yontav l'shtari, so one should be permitted to wear sandal ha-mesuma in yontav. It's not me'ein ha-mure. Alom osnan mishalchin keilim b'yontav. One is permitted to send begodim in yontav. Bein tfurim, bein she'einam tfurim. Side of a godim are sewn up and they're wearable. She'einam tfurim, they're not wearable. You could use them as covers. You can lie in them. Avaloi sandal ha-mesuma, avaloi manol she'einei tofo. Salkoponim, you see that a sandal ha-mesuma is also to wear in yontif. It would be mutter to wear in yontif. So why can you send it? So the Gemara answers, no, yontif, you're right, yontif is also also. B'Shabbos, my time, the Ike Knufia. Shabbos, why did they ask it in Shabbos? It's main Hamu'ure. because they came together. The people that the tragedy occurred came together. And every Shabbos there's a knufye. Eden comes together. Let us see Rashi, the Rashi vika knufye, then we'll come back to the previous Rashi. Ika knufye, shein oisen malache. This is a time that people don't do malache. So what do Yidin do when they don't do malache? When they botzen, labotik nesiyas, labotem midroshes, kehi maised bahave knufye. So when you have a situation similar to the situation that occurred b'shas the tragedy, so they answered it. So Yanta, there's also a knufiyah. You also don't do malache. Shein oisin malache. So memele. So, fact the Gemara, Tainis Tzibor, Ike knufiyah litza. By Tainis Tzibor, they also come together. So they should asel to wear a sandal amesumer and a Tainis Tzibor. So the Gemara hints is, ki have a bechnufiyah di surah. The Maisa was b'knufye the Isura, that it was a knufye that came together the Isura Basiyas Malacha. And they were also Basiyas Malacha. Hache knufye de Teiro. But at time this is a knufye de Teiro. Not also Basiyas Malacha. So Memele. So therefore it is not daime to oise maise. Keveger in Mishnayis asks, there are some taneisim that are also b'malache. Tainis kshomim, they're also b'malache. The Gemara learns out from a posik, not samazai. Gemara learns from a posik, that tzaim is hookish to a tzora, to yomtev, just like a tzeres is also b'malache. So memele, tzaim is also also b'malache. So the Rabbi Kvegi answers, but at night it's mutter, so it's not dumya to the iser meloche that is noyig by Shabbos and Yom Tov. So al kaponim, the Gemara seems to be saying now that if you have a situation that is similar to the me'ein hamoure, that a tragedy occurred with the sandal amesumer some meile. They asked it. Vafilu l'Rab Chanina ben Akiva da Oma. Loi osru elo biyarde. Ubisvina chamaise shahoyo. We see Rab Chanina ben Akiva helped. When they asked it something, me'ein hamure, it had to be mamish me'ein hamure, but if it deviated a little bit from yenemure, they didn't answer. Hani mili yarde in dishani mishar nohoz. Yardin is different from other Nahoras. Avo Yontav and Shabbos, ki adodi nino. But Yontav and Shabbos are the same. Bisnan ain't ben Yontav le Shabbos al oichol nefesh bulvat. Let us see the first Rashi. Mishalchen keilem be Yontav, ben tvurim, ben sheinem tvurim. Avo loy sandal amesum. Alme, lav, bar, minole be Yontav. Who? You can't wear it on Yontav. Whatever you could derive benefit from, one is permitted to send. Afilu Rab Chanina ben Akiva, bepeir kreimer bekoidish, gabi noisei mechatos. There was a maise, someone was carrying either the mechatos or the eifachatos, biyardein, ubisvine. Shenimtsa kezayis min ameis tochiv bekarko isa shel svine, venitmu. The mechatas and the eifachatas became tomei. And the komri rabono, the gozro shlayave odo mechatas besvine. So they answered that one should not carry over mechatas besvine, v'lo yala gesher, v'lo yeshitem al pnei hamayim, Echad Yardin Vechad Shandoris. This is a situation that the skilkul could occur again. So they answered, the Chachamim answered any matzav that is me'ain this situation. Upoli Grab Chanina. ואומר לא יאסרו אלו בירדן ובספינה ולא גשר ושאר נהרים, וגזירה שגוזרו מחמס מאור אין להם לגזר אלו מעין המאור. So, that was the most cash, according to Rav Chanina ben Akiva, why did they ask the Yontif? So the Gemara says, no, there's a cheshbet. The Shani, Hanimili Yardin, the Shani Mishar Nahoris. Baroichev, Oy Baroimek. It's different. Some Amelev, the Maisa was for Yardin. They did not answer something that is different than the Yardin. Avol Yontev Shabbos ki hadodi nino. Das nan ein ben Yontev le Shabbos alo eichel nefesh bilvad. Lechere, the pashtis of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. I mean, what is the difference between the Yardin and other Nahoris? Other Nahoris are not as wide as the Yardin, not as deep as the Yardin. There's a difference. So if the Maisa occurred in the Yardin, so Memela, they didn't ask other Nahoris because it's not Me'ein HaMe'ure. Nu, so Lechere, Ein Ben Yontav L'Shabbos Ala Oichel Nefesh Bilvat. Nu, but Oichel Nefesh L'Maisa, there's a difference. One may do many, many things in Yontav, which one is not permitted to do in Shabbos. So this difference is smaller than the difference of Reichev and Oimek. It's very interesting. And let us see Taisvis. It'll get more interesting yet. Ein ben yontav l'shabbos. V'af al pi v'de beperik mashilim. L'kam en beperik kol ha'kelem mukmin alokye be'shama. This statement. Ein ben yontav l'shabbos aloichol nefesh bulbad. That's be'shama is ashtik toy. Dike be'silu. Ha'omri mitoich shehutra havor le'tzoyrech, hutra nami shaloi le'tzoyrech. You don't need a heter of oichol nefesh. A tzoyrech hayoyim is also sufficient. Mikol mokim domi tve yontev l'shabbos, hoyel v'loi sharye shar dvorim, elo mitam shehutra le'tzoyrech oichol nefesh. Teretz of Taisvis is very, very difficult to understand. But let's first try to understand the Kasha. L'chayre, if the Kasha would be that in Tzuras HaDvorim, there's a tremendous difference between Yontev and Shabbos. Yontev, one may do so many things. He can carry L'tzeirech HaYoyim, and there's so many Malachas which are Mutter. Tzeirech HaNefesh, Natzeirech Tzas, everything is Mutter in Yontev. And in Shabbos, everything is also. So if the Kasha would be looking in the Tzuras HaDvorim, Yontev is Zichar much more different than Shabbos, than the Nahoris are different than the Yardai. If that would be the Kasha, so what was Emphat Taisvis? Taisvis Emphat Lomdis. The Tam that it's Mutter is Mitam Shehutra L'Tzairach Eichel Nefesh. Mitoich Shehutra. Who's The Shaila is not Lomdus over here. The Shaila is Matthias. Oh, but there's a difference. There's a difference between Yontav and Shabbos. So Memele, so was Geit Miron in Lomdus. So I say that Kasha Bachlau didn't bother Taisvis. It's different. And from Taisvis it seems that that's Pshat and the Gemara also, that the Tana is telling us that the emerson all malachis are also b'shabbos are also b'yontev. The Torah asked all malachis. There's a matir that is matir malachis yontev. That means it's hutra, it's not chuya. But pshat is your matir. That means the yoyim itzad atzmai is also b'malachis. There's a matir of letzayrech. Letzayrech eichel nefesh is also. But these are matirim. That's not pshat. There's different isurim. Everything that's also in Shabbos is also in Yom Tov. But in Yom Tov you have a matir that there's matir these isurim. But the yoim mitzad atzmoi is a yoim ha'asa b'malacha. If you'll find the teirim, no. So you have a teirim. But in the tzuris advarim, the yontiv is also like Shabbos. It is very interesting, the Ritve, the Meiri, when they say pshat in the Mishneh, in the Gzeire, why did they ask a sandal and mesuma? So they say as follows. Meiri says, Gozru, Shaloi Yiskiru Hamu'ura Hahi. Someone would be walking around with a sandal and mesuma, it might ring a bell. V'ya'alvu Simche Shabbos, V'ya'alvu Simche Shabbos V'yontav. And there'll be a tishterte Shabbos v'yontav. You make a tisha b'av out of the Shabbos v'yontav. So the mele, that's why they asked it. Both of them say this svara. I really don't understand how the Gemara stems with them. So what's the Gemara's kasha of choyl? What's the Gemara's kasha of tainis? If you need a heisayrer, it's vakel. Zomazach demona was a damol pasir tvetmen. The tainus will be a greater yisayiris. I really don't understand how the Gemara stems with what they're saying. The pashtus lashon like Gemara, it would seem it's gor atrukin exeire. A kilkul came al yedei atakola came al yedei sandal amesumer. So memele meina meure they asked. But the Ritva and the Miri say gor an andre lomdes. The Taisus on Amud Aleph, we'll wait to learn till we finish this Amud. We'll appreciate better than what Taisus is saying. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Lo Yishonu Elo Lechazek. A sandal a mesumer is only also if it's dumye to the sandal a mesumer which was Bizman Hamaure. That the nails are put in lechazek, it's mechazek the sandal. Aval l'noi muta, but if it's put in l'shem noi, it's muta. V'kama l'noi, how much has to be put in that it should still have a shem noi? That means even though his kavone is l'noi, if he puts in inos, that'll be mechazek, it automatically become a sandal a mesuma. But if the kavane is lenoi, and after it's put in, the only accomplishment is only an accomplishment of noi. And you say that's not mechuzik the way a sandal and mesumer is, then it is mutter. So how much falls into the category of noi? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, chomesh bozeh, v'chomesh bozeh. On each sandal there should be only 5 nails. Rab Chanina Omar Sheva Boze Vesheva Boze. Omar Le Rab Yechanan Le Rab Shimon Barabe Asber Locho Le Didi. What my cheshbon is how these 5 look. Shtayim Mikan Ushtayim Mikan Va'achas Petarsi Yosov. Rab Chanina Gimel Mikan VeGimel Mikan Va'achas Petarsi Yosov. Zogt Rashi. Elo Lechazek. Shemis Maraisov Nasu Lachaze Kaike Shekoiran Shule Imapante Shekoiran in Pila. That means you have here 2 chalokim to the sandal. You have here the sole of the sandal, and you have here the part the oir that is over the sandal. The strap that is over the sandal. And you want to be mechazik these 2 that they should be strong. Aval noy muta le gozru elo mein amure vahanu lechazikoyu kistam mismorim de sandal. Shtayim ikan, there are 2 le noy, le tzad chitzoin, echod beroishoi, le tzad oitzboiz, veechod le tzad akevoi, le shtayim ikan le tzad pnimi la aver bein haraglayim. Iver bein raglayim. He says, the tzad pnimi of the sandal used to bang in two mismorim lenoi, means the inside tzad of this, of the both sandalim. I was also annoyed. And tarsi yoysov, ritsu yoysov. They also banged in the Miri says, the roisha ritsu, they banged in one mismor lenoi. From the Miri Baistoi, that was this, the roisha ritsu, which was attached to the sandal, was banged in lenoi, but the mismo did not accomplish too much. The Iker Chayzik of the Ritzua was through Kriche, but it was annoyed. So Memele, so here we are Machloikes, if five are annoyed or seven are annoyed. Meisvei, so the Gemara is a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, sandal hanoite, a sandal that is not balanced. Let us see Rashi. Shetachten sheloi einei shove. The bottom is not smooth. Sheov mitzadze, midak mitzadze. Let's say there's a heel on one side. Midak mitzadze, uchshedoire, so when he walks, noite litzad habak. So memele, it bends over litzad habak. V'tzorich lahagbiyoi, she'eshova l'tzad she'kenegdish. You have to elevate, let's say if it were speaking about that there's a heel, and the heel is on one side, so memele there's a slant of the sandal, that it slants down. He doesn't want it to slant down. So memele, he puts some nails on the tzad hadak to elevate it, that it should be the same height, like the height of the heel. That is sandal hanoite. Now, how many nails can one put in over there, and it should still not be a sandal amasuma? Sandal hanoite, oisel oisheva, divrei rabbi nosen, verebi mater biyud gimel. So we'll see later in the Gemara, really, this kasha is not gefellach. Because maybe this is a special din by a sandal hanoite. That means samazai, Rabbi Yochanan held, if there's no necessity to put in seven nails, you're putting in seven nails, so that's called lechazek. Noi is only five. Sandal hanoite, the necessity requires seven nails. And the Gemara later is going to make this chili. But the Gemara in the Havamina was held as noite, as lavdavke, it's a dibru bahoive, but who had if it's not noite? The Gemara didn't differentiate now between noite and not noite. So we have here a problem, Akash and Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan said the maximum amount of mismorim that is permitted to be put into sandal is five. And here we have here, a machloikis tanoim, either seven, or we have here, basically, sandal anoite is le sheva, divrei rab nos, rabbi mater bi yud gimu. So bishlam la rab chanina that says seven is mutter, u da oma ke rab nos. El rab yechen in da oma ke ma. So most of the da oma ke rab nehiroi. It's a tane that says like, rab yechen in os. So the sanya rab nehiroi, oimer, hey mutter, vi sheva osa. So we have here a tane, that holds like Rabbi Yochanan also. Omalei Eifo le Rabbe Bar Bachone. So Eifo told Rabbe Bar Bachone as follows. Atun Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan. You're from the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Avidu ke Rabbi Yochanan. So you have to fear zech according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Av mishum de halachi ke Rabbi Yochanan, al mishum de ba'asrei de Rabbi Yochanan, bi yoysa michom esh nogu bo yisr, dvorem amutom bachem nogu bem yisr yata shoy latirem bifnei. That means, in this mokei meistis, the minig was, they asked more than five mismorim, so memele, so ya halachi nisht halachi, you only permitted to hear five mismorim. And now, we can be Michael, according to Rabbi Chanina, we can put in seven. Zogt Rashi, Eifo Shem Chochom, Ponoi Shel Rabbi Chochom, Vada Pumpadi Saabe. Zogt the Gemara weiter, Boi Minei Rabbi Hune Meravashi, Chomesh Mahu, what is the halachas? Chomesh Mutter. L'shem noi, amaluhu, afilu zayin muta. That's poshut like Rab Chanine. Tes mai, amalai, afilu ches osa. It's not good like Rab Chanine. Boi minei ahu ratzono mi Rabbi Ami. A shoemaker once asked Rab Ami Ashayla, tofroi mi bifnim mahu. Tafrei mebefnim, so Rashi says pshat, she nosan manol shel oir lefnim in asapu. Tafrei is a lining. He lined the sandal with a manol. So you have here your sandal, you're wearing a manol, you're wearing your sandal also. Omalei muta, I hear this is muta v'lo yadano. Zot Rashi, Shamati Merab Yoichanin, I heard that it is Muta V'lo Yada. My time, Zot the Gemara, Leidana my time, Oma Le'Ravashi, V'lo Yada Mar my time, Kiven the Tofroi Mebefnim, Havalei Manol, so it loses the shame sandal, this is a manol, the sandal goes Rubei Rabbono, B'manu le'gozru b'rabo. So, Mamela, this does not go into the Gzeire. Zut the Gemara weiter. Boi minei rababe b'azavda me rababe b'aravine. Oso ki min kalbus mahu. Zut Rashi oso le mismo ki min kalbus b'laz tinfilin. And that is the picture we have over here, the kozet. We have this before already. Shnei roshin chadim. The two roshin of the mismar are sharp. Ukfufim. And it's bent in. Looks something like a staple. The noyet shnei roshin be'etz. K'damrina besoyta kalba shal bazal matin lo l'soich piha. So al koponim. So this is not similar to the mismorim that were in the sandal amesuma. The mismorim are different. Amalei muta. Itmanami omar Rab Yosi barab Chanina aso kemin kalbas muta. Omar Rab Sheshes chifo kuloi b'mismoris. What if the whole bottom of the sandal was completely covered with nails? Kidei sheloite kalka ochlosai, that it should not touch the kalka. We'll never have to go to a shoemaker. Muta. It's also not doime zutrashi. Muta hoyel v'nishtan misham ismon legozal meina mu'ura chipo melamato. So memele, so he said it's muta. Tanya kebosi d'rav sheshes. We're going to have a lot of halochis in this baraisa. And the end will come to this halacha also. The Baraisa says as follows, Lo yeitzi ish b'sandal ha-mesuma, shun govata rishus harab. V'lo yitayil mi bayis l'bayis, afilu from one cheder to another cheder, it's also to put it on. Afilu b'bayis, it's also. V'afilu mi mito l'mite, afilu in the same cheder, it's also. Avu metaltel ha-moysa, so chazal asa levishis ha-sandal, but they were matter tiltu. Lachasis boyes akeli, belismach boy kare amite, lutzerich gufoi, I mean, they gave it a loch of a klisha malachta leisa, that tiltu lutzerich gufoi is muta. Rabbeloza berabshimen oisa. Rabbeloza berabshimen asa. Betiltu also. Now we have a numach loikis, if they only asal levishis, sandal amasuma, or afilu tiltu.
Now Nude.
Noshru Roiv mi Masmaroisa. What happens if Roiv of the Masmaris fell off? V'nishtaya boi daladoi hei muta. V'rebi matirat sheva. Chipou bo'oir milamato. V'kovaloi mismoris milamailo. Muta. Yeah. Und das Hefe steht verkehrt, Chippol Boer Milamailo. Aber Kaponim, this is, it seems all Tziyurim, that this is not Doime to the Main Amure. Also, Kimin Kalbus, if the nail has a Tzura of a Kalbus, like a staple, Oy Kimin Tas, or it's very wide, Oy Kimin Yeset, or it's very sharp, Oy shechifo kuloi b'masmeirois kedesh lo itekarkoch lo seimuta. This is what the whole baraisa was brought. Araya terabsheish is that if he completely covered the sole of the sandal with masmeirois, it is muta. Period. Zot the gemara. Hagufi kashe. Amrit nosh ru roiv masmeiroisov. Ava gavden ishtairi beituvit. So the Gemara asks, there's a stira in the Diyukim. First he said, Noshru Roiv Masmaroisot. So that means, let's say there were 20 Masmaris, and 11 were Noshru, so it's Muta. Then it says, V'nishtaya boi daladoi hei. So that's another criteria, that there has to be left over daladoi hei. And this isn't totally if it's Roiv, if there were 10 before, or 9 before, if they steire by Daladai, hey? So, stira the kidiyukim. No, sure, Roiv, Miss Moroi, Sababa Gavni, steire by Tuve. Vodo, Tony, Arboi, Chomish, and Tvei Loi. Omar, Sheishes, Loi, Kashi. Kan, Shenigmemu, Kan, Shenek. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Amo metaltel moisoi, de teires keili olof. Afin shenzen neuf, it's a klisha malach de leisa. Oiser, what is this word, Rabbeloza barab Shimon? Dilma osi le noyloi. If you have it in your hands, you might come and wear it. Is that heichan dvor mamagim, so they ask that I feel the tiltel. Noshru roi mis maroisov, lekamon meforishlo. Mutter oil venishtane mikemoisha hoyo de mainam ure gos. A soul roish masma rochov keminta. Oi, that means this is much wider than a normal nail. Oisha soul chad kemin yosef, or it's much sharper than a normal nail. So it's also mutter. Avogav the Yishtoyer Tuve, Ubovachi Yehemit, that was the Reisha. And then in the Seif it says, it has to be Nishtayer Dalet Oichomish. So the Gemara says, Shenigmemu Milamailo, Urishumai Niker Besoicha Eitz. Now, Nigmemu means that it was leveled off. It seems the Mismorais are still in the sandal, but milamailo, I think milamailo means if you turn the sandal upside down. So, but they're not sticking out anymore. Urishumai niker besoicheit, afilu tuve, sa afilu yevalat, do minker she'enoi kebiryosai. You see, it's not kebiryosai, you see that the sandal is not the way it normally is. You see that, you see what was there before. You can see all the nails that were stuck in. And now you don't have too many nails sticking out. The roiv of the nails that were stuck in are now the same level of the sole of the sandal. So memele, so afilotuv is also good. So the aber shenekru legamri. But what happens if the nails were taken out? That means, so if before we had 20 nails, And now there are 9 nails left, so we can see that 11 nails were taken out, so that alone is a shinui from a sandala mesuma. But what if neklu legamri, shenin niker shahoya boyoysa? So then, you have 9 nails, so 9 nails, we don't see that this is 9 from 20. We see 9. The other 11 is not niker that there ever were the other 11. Because it was neker legamri. Then daladai hei in tvei loy. Levoya. So this, we said this was Ashi's Rebbe. Meiri v'Rebbe. Yitzhak Alevi or Chayeyu Hashem. V'loshen chaveiroi ipche. His chave said punfakert. That Nekru is mutter, and nigmamu is osa. Before we go further, let us see the Tosfos we had skipped over on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Loi b'sandala mesuma, v'loi b'manol she'inei tofo. The Mishnah in Beis says that Ein mishalchin sandal amesumav le b'malo shein etofa. Teim olari, v'ktoni seife ze haklal, kol sheni usin boy mishalchin oisei b'yomtev. It says, whatever one is permitted to use, is mishalchin oisei b'yomtev. Meforish b'gmore, the gmore in Beis says, pshad, kol sheni usin boy b'choil koma. Something that is usable b'choil is mishalchin oisei b'yomtev. V'sandalam esumen usam by b'chol, v'amayim mishalchan oisei b'yontiv. V'yeshloime dechmiru boi lefi shebot al kol ayod. Ki heiche da osalei b'shmaiten, rabbeloza b'rabshime, letalfa lachasis boi esakeli. Rashi weist ois, the Tosis weist ois not because he might come to wear it, tamazoi. Kimin shebot al kol ayod is echmiru boi. So Mamele, this Bizaha Klau Diktoni Hosam Loikoi Ella Amano She'inei Tofo. This is only going on Amano She'inei Tofo. Amano She'inei Tofo, if it's Nusam by Bechoil, is Shalchan Oise Beyond. If one could have some use out of Amano She'inei Tofo Bechoil, one is permitted to send it in Yomte. The Nirlari, Tafilu Rabbonon, the Rabbalozor, the Shori, the Talto, the Tzairich, Gufi, and Mekoimai. So, Lechayre, so we don't see such a Choymer of Sandal Hamesumer. So, Memele, so Lechayre, the Haloch of Kol Shanusan by Bechil, Meshach, Noise, Beyontav, should apply according to them. Also the shalcha beyontav. Avol gav the shiluch mishum simchis yontav choshiv kamei letzerich kufim ida shirinu shlech dvorim shem lachtam lisa. Bakivin shebos takola yodoy lekes simchis yontav. So according to them, also one is not permitted to be mishalayach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hashte chomei shori arba miboy. So the Gemara asks, it says that Noshchu Roiv Mismoroisov, and Nishtairu Boy Arboi Chomish. The Gemara, if Chomish is Mutter, Arba Mi Boy. Omar Avchizde, Arba Misandl Kotten, V'Chomish Misandl Godl. Matters what kind of a sandal it is. A sandal cotton is only permitted arbe, and chomesh is by a sandal god. Let us see Taisus. Hashta chomesh shirin. Per kame de suke gabi Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad arboim b'chamishim am. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir, a suke, the goyvar of the suke could be 40 ames or 50 ames. Leiporech hashta chamishim shorik arboim miboy. וכן בריש אף על פי, כבי אבל חכמים אומרים מה שאודם עם אשתו אפילו שתיים ושלוש שנים ולא יקסובה. They also the Gemara doesn't ask if 3 years is mutter, so 2 years about the Gemara is mutter. If really these numbers that he's mentioning is lav davke, he means till infinity. So this is an expression. 40 yamas, 50 yamas, 60 yamas is all. So memele, so there's no kashi. So he's just telling us numbers, but really the shir is infinity. So memele, then there's no kash. Aval hocha leki lefushe dalid vehei afilo tuve. Im keni tautam sound la mesuma faker. So here he's giving you a maximum shir. So he's giving, this is the maximum shir. The maximum shir is, so why do you say dalid? If I'm not mistaken, the shayla of the Gemara over there is that a ishim uberes that it's roya dam machmas kishi aleida, so it does not have tumas zive. This dam does not bring with it tumas zive. It's ramei reimatul amem benumyoin. The lekala may mafila tuva, the Gemara also asks, if it's nun, so why does it say meh? The ain't for shechashiv dam kishim yem tchilasi bura. O mash malay bacholani di shure baske davke. It's sicher, it's not, that's the maximum shir. So he's telling us the maximum shir, so the Gemara asks, so why does he say meh yem? Allah porich belay mishire baf loy mishire kam. Ul kam on beperk mafanim dalet vehe kupes. Porich nami hashta chome shori dalet mi boy. Cause mashmalay de tvei loy sharine. That's the maximum. You can take out hey kupes mishum teirach shabbos. O mishani rav chizda dal meyitza kotten chomish meyitza godel. Ushmur mishani dal dvaya filotubi kedomri inshi. The sovra filotubi motsu lafanis. Bavachla yigmere soitze perish kakoi soit mishima shvu ye gumais. You shouldn't completely empty the oitze. Damuin in hos. Vim taima. The beperik afalpi amrinen tinik yoinek vahoylech afilu dalad vaheishon. A tinik is permitted to be yoinek till he's 5 years old. And according to the guidelines that Taisus have given us, so if there is a shia, maximum shia, so the Gemara should have asked, it's davke, Rabbi Yeshua said another member that a child that's chvilosei al kseifei can carry a pekel, he's also mutter to be yoinik. So you see a different shia. Umishani idi v'idi chad shiura. Chavilos, Ayal Kseifa is the same shir of Dalet Veheishonim. Alkoponim. So we see there, there's a shir. Ba'aval Pikein, the Gemara there does not ask. Ashte Chomesh Dalet Miboy. Yishloimel, so Taisva says, there's a Habekoch or Shababoy. Enoch Anamik. The Gemara doesn't ask, but the Tzicha is speaking about two types of children. A Kochosh, Tol Chomesh, and Babori, Mustama, Tol Albert. V'hod amrine beperk azroya, koyin tabuch, a koyin that became a butcher by profession. So it seems they answered him to take the matonis, since he's now a butcher. Ishtayim v'gimul shabosais, potom in a matonis. First 2 or 3 weeks, which did not become mefulsim that he's a butcher, he's allowed to take the matonis. I'm going to give away. Mekan ve'ela chayev ematonis. So here we have again a shir that afterwards he has to give away the matonis. So why does it say shtayim? Oim arid enoket shtayim l'rebe v'islay babo yevimtei debetreizim ne'ava chazoke v'gimol rab shimon gamliel. Is the shir shtayim v'gimol staka machloikis. How long does it take in order for him to be neschazik as a butcher? So according to Rebbe, it's 2 weeks. According to Shem Gamliel, it's 3 weeks. The If it's Tony Machlekes, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, why do you go with weeks? Why didn't you go with days? I mean, if there's Taisvis is Yishtamzei Shtelling Tzu, the Gidre Chazoke, two times is a Chazoke, three times is a Chazoke, so why do you go with weeks? What's the magic union of weeks? Days L'Chayr also could be Nishazik. So the Gemara Vayter. The Rebbe Matir Ad Sheva. Rebbe is Matir Ad Sheva. By what? By Nosh Roroi Mimas Maroisov is the Rebbe says Ad Sheva. V'asanya Rebbe Matir Ad Shloish Esre. We had learned before in the Baraisa by Sandal Hanoite that Rebbe said you could have 13 Masmoris and it's not called Lachazik, it's called Lanoi. So the Gemara says, Noiteshan, there, because there's a necessity that you have to elevate the bottom chelik of the sandal. So Mamela there, you're allowed to add on to the mismoris. So the Gemara hashte the osis lahochi, now that you're saying this chelik, that there's a chelik between noite and not noite, Rabbi Yochanan amilei kasha, the kasha we'd asked before Rabbi Yochanan said five. And the greatest machma was seven. Leikasha, noite shani. Because that's noite, so therefore it's permitted zayin. Omar Rav Masne, v'omri lo, Omar Rav Achavoy bar Masne, Omar Rav Masne, ein aloche ke abaloza b'Rav Shimon. We hear the amachloikis. If a sandal amesumer is mukta or not mukta, is a muta betiltu. So we don't pass on to blows of Rav Shimon, it is muta betiltu. In fact, the Gemara Pshite, Yochid v'rabe maloche kerab, ma'o de taime mistavre taime de rabbeloze bar Rav Shimon b'ho. So we should pass in like him. Kamash malon. That it's even connected to Rabbim, we should pass in. That the lechumre kamash malon that it's muta. That's muta betoto. Amar abchiye, he loved the kovul li bavloi shori yisuri. Abchiye came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Abchiye held that there could be more mismoris and could still be muta. But he loved the korili bavloi shori yisure sherine beituve. I'll be matter a lot of mismoris. No, I'll get such a name tag. The bavloi amater yisurim. So memele, so bet I won't give out the heter. The kamo, how many mismoris would he be make with? The pumpadisa omri eschin va'arbe. The sura omrin eschin v'tart. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, if you want to remember what the Pumpadisa said and what the Surah said, Ad Ose mi Pumpadisa le Surah Chosel Tauti. It's very interesting. Rav Chiya was Oile mi Bovel le Eretz Yisrael. And he went from Pumpadisa through Surah to Eretz Yisrael. And he was wearing then God a sandal amesuma. And from the Pumpadisa to Surah, Choser Tarti. On the way from Pumpadisa to Surah, he lost two nails. So Memela, you just remember the Ma'ure, so you'll know that the Surah were Mekel only, they were Machmer. They could only have two nails less. Zot Rashi. You need all these nails to make it, to elevate it, to make it equal. Mistavre taime dosa le talto shemo yinalenu. Bavloi shori yisur, vokomi ya bavloi shori yisur, rabchi mi bovelav, kinemrinim besuke. אלו רבחי בנו ויזדו עד העושה רבחי כשאולו מבוב לארץ ישראל ובו דרך סוריה מפומפדיס החוסר טרטי נופלו שתיים ממסמרוי סוף בדרך סורי חוסר טרטי דוימה עצו דוימה.